Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I saw Ben Standing tweet this question. I thought this would be good for you and I to banter about. He says, of the Commanders' free agents at these projected contracts, who would you most want to re-sign? Jacoby Brissett, 1 year, $9 million. Cam Curl, 3 years and about $32 million. Cornelius Lucas, swing tackle, 2 years, $10 million. Curtis Samuel, who was arguably their most consistent wide receiver and best weapon at wide receiver last year, 2 for $17 million. Of those four at those rates, who are you keeping?
Probably none of them, but for the purposes of the exercise, I might go Lucas. Just because I don't feel great about that position because they've created so much work for themselves there. And I would do the same thing, by the way, but you've got a big shopping list at offensive line. You could do a lot worse than having that guy as your swing tackle. So that's kind of my safety net there. When I go and get a new left tackle, which they now have to do after moving on from Leno, probably a new left guard, probably a new right tackle, though, you know, maybe not. I would bring Lucas back as my swing guy.
Offensive tackle is probably the worst position on their roster right now in terms of depth and, you know, the quality of the players that you have. Maybe defensive end. They've got a lot more backup types at defensive end. You think about James Smith-Williams, Casey Tuhill, KJ Henry, F.A. Obada, Jalen Harris, Andre Jones, although Tuhill, Obada, and Smith-Williams are all set to hit the market here soon. So when you take them out of the equation, it's basically KJ Henry and Andre Jones. So maybe that gives, honestly, the defensive end might give offensive tackle a run for its money in terms of the worst built, least established player group of any room that they've got right now. I'm still going to say, if I could keep one of those guys at the contract that he drew up, I'd probably go with Jacoby Brissett at 1 year and $9 million. I especially if I'm drafting a kid, I love the idea of having him in the room. Now I'm three deep at quarterback.
And then Howell's your kind of third string type dude? Or I mean, maybe Brissett is.
Sam would probably be my two, to be honest. Okay. And Jacoby would be my three, and I'm just paying him a lot more than... And he would make more than the other two combined.
But he's like almost an assistant coach. Yeah, player coach.
Yeah. It's him and David Blau and Tavita Pritchard. Those are the quarterback's coaches. I really like Brissett. I think he can play in a pinch, and I think he's an awesome teammate. I think he's a really good dude. If not him, then I would go with Curl at 3 and 32. I think that's a market that's suppressed. That number's less than I kind of expected he was going to get. If you can get him down around $10 million, that's a fine value. I just have a hard time believing he's going to break the bank. He's never made a Pro Bowl. He doesn't generate any takeaways. I think there's guys like that around the league.
And all of a sudden, safety's crowded.
But in Washington, we talk about Cam Curl like he's a superstar. He's really, really good. I just think a lot of teams have their own Cam Curls that are good in the box, get guys on the ground, play pretty well. But if you're looking for the game-changing plays, they're just not as prevalent with him.
And I wonder if he's got more of that in the tank, and it's just sort of been scheme, design, covering for linebackers who haven't been as good. I mean, there's so much you never know, right? He could go somewhere else and put up great numbers like Carlos Rogers did when he left here. Not the same position, but you know what I mean. So I am now of the I don't want to pay market value for him. And I know that's different than what I said a handful of months ago during the season when this kind of came up and a potential for an extension for him. Now it's a totally new regime. They've already shown you they got a lot of confidence to find the next Leno, to find the next Kendall Fuller, the next position where they're going. We're going, hey, you got a need here. Not only do they know, but they feel pretty comfortable they'll be able to. I'm now to the point where I'd rather find my, if it's a free agent, that $4 to $5 million range safety that they know is going to fit in their scheme better. Or a guy that they draft, give more opportunity to guys like Derek Forrest Percy Butler, kind of waiting in the wings. So I'd probably rather not do that. But again, you can't really go wrong bringing good football players back to your team.
Standing of the Athletic came out with a mock draft today. It was a Commanders only mock, which was cool, where he just kind of took every single pick and grabbed a guy that might be there at that spot that would make sense. He went Jaden Daniels over Drake May at 2. His alternate pick was May. At 36, he went offensive tackle, and at 40, he went with a edge. So those are the two needs other than quarterback we just talked about. Two biggest needs that they have, and my guess is they're going to address both of them in some capacity in free agency. But you go quarterback at 2, and then interchangeably however you want to, get a pass rusher and get an offensive tackle at 36 and 40. Then you probably need to come back and find a weapon, tight end or wide receiver, with one of those other picks in the top 102, ideally. And he ended up having them take their first receiver in the fourth round, Brendan Rice, the wideout out of USC. But you'll want to surround, whether it's Daniels or it's May, that young quarterback with the most weaponry and help possible so that they can succeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.